USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A temporary truce between the United States and the Taliban took effect, setting the stage for the two sides to sign a peace deal next week aimed at ending 18 years of war in Afghanistan and bringing U.S. troops home. If successfully implemented, the week-long reduction in violence agreement, which is now in force, will be followed by the signing of the peace accord on February 29th, wrapping up America's longest-running conflict and fulfilling one of President Donald Trump's main campaign promises. At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A 34-year-old Mexican immigrant who was being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement died in what officials are calling an apparent suicide. David Hernandez Colula is the seventh person to die in ICE custody in the last 5 months, and according to the officials, the fourth person to die by strangulation during the same period. In the previous 12 months, eight detained immigrants died in ICE custody. The death comes nearly 3 months after he was taken into custody in December. Wells Fargo will pay $3 billion in penalties to resolve a long-running investigation into customer abuses that ran unchecked for more than a dozen years, costing the bank's customers millions of dollars. The much-awaited settlement between the reputation-impaired bank and the Department of Justice is the largest yet in a slew of scandals that cost two Wells Fargo CEOs their jobs and generated billions of dollars in operating losses related to legal costs and government fines and settlements across all 50 states. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are some new Barbies being released, and USA's Wendy King tells us who they look like.
Toy maker Mattel is introducing three new dolls in its Inspiring Women line of Barbie dolls. They feature the likenesses of accomplished women throughout history. The new set features dolls based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, and Florence Nightingale. Each of the dolls costs $29.99 and can be purchased on the Barbie website or other retailers. The collection previously included dolls based on the likenesses of Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, and Amelia Earhart.
Players on the U.S. women's national soccer team are seeking more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Players on the women's national team sued the federation last March, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination that includes inequitable compensation between the men and women's teams. Earlier this month, Players Union for the men's national team urged the federation to sharply increase pay for the women's team, who is also accusing the governing body of making lowball offers in its current contract negotiations with the men's team. A U.S. man who was on the roster for all 16 qualifiers earned $179,375 in payments from the U.S. Soccer Federation, while an American woman received only $52,500 for being on the roster for the World Cup qualifiers, plus $147,000 for her time at the World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.